So let's get on to actual money since we're talking about grossing films. Citigroup reached a $75 million settlement with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for misleading investors about the extent of its holdings in subprime mortgage investments. This story was broken by Louise Story, a Wall Street and finance reporter for our New York Times, in the paper yesterday. This follows the investigation by the SEC into several banking practices and the record settlement, if you remember, with Wall Street giant Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs, you may recall, had to pay a little over $500 million when they were accused of defrauding their clients. So that makes $75 million, Louise, seem like petty change.
Yeah, that's one of the most common things I heard from readers yesterday. $75 million? That's nothing. And the interesting thing about this case, when you compare it to the Goldman case, is that actually the parties that were allegedly harmed here, there's a lot more of them. Because, you know, the Goldman case was about Goldman misleading a few clients who bought a mortgage security.
Right.
But this Citigroup case is about Citigroup misleading all of its shareholders, everyone who owned its stock. Because if you remember back in 2007, just as the crisis was starting, Citigroup said, oh, we only have this amount of mortgage exposure. We only have $13 billion. But then it just kept coming and coming. And people are saying, where is all this coming from? And what the SEC said yesterday was they weren't telling us about it all.
Yeah, they were hiding some of it. But, you know, the one thing that's kind of interesting about this case is that there are some high-ranking bank officials named and who actually have to pay a fine, although a relatively small fine, but they still have to pay a fine.
That's right. This is the highest-ranking executive from a Wall Street firm to pay anything for the financial crisis. The former CFO, chief financial officer of Citigroup, is paying $100,000 for these misleading statements.
Change.
Again, $100,000 scraped off of those Wall Street bonuses is very little, but it is something. It's the first executive we've seen pay up out of the financial crisis.
Okay. Any our next settlement from a bank?
I think there will be more. The SEC is aggressively looking at all of these big Wall Street firms, and so just stay tuned.
Okay. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times.